select plan will order on Thursday, April 9th at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present, media has been notified in advance of the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda. So moved. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund, 52307 to 52324.
So moved for approval.
Motion made and seconded for the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Jim?
Matt, it's not on the agenda, but I would like to say a thank you to the folks that worked at the voting at the poll Tuesday. The staff and the poll workers did an excellent job. I was really satisfied with how they handled it.
They did a fantastic job. I gotta really commend them. Putting themselves at risk was the biggest thing. Item number eight, discussion possible action donation to tribal emergency food program. Gloria, you would ask for this to be on there.
Basically, the tribe right now has put together, and they're calling it a food bank. They've ordered three shipments from Triggs in the likelihood that someone, say someone gets quarantined and they can't get out for food. They're dry goods. They were sent over, a list was sent over from the nutritionist, so it's nothing fluff. I have a copy of the what we're offering. They've got, even they've got some specialty items like dietary, like soy for those that are lactose. They've got even an area for if you're sick, Jell-O, Powerade, Pedialyte, stuff like that. And I was just wondering if the town would be interested in joining forces with the tribe, because my department, I service everybody within the boundaries of the reservation as far as food stamps. And I know, I believe the food distribution, I'm not sure on their criteria, but I know I provide service to everybody that needs it.
So our thought process is, so that there isn't like, I mean, there's probably not gonna be equal, but there could be a time here if this were to fall apart and get really devastating, that there may be a need to feed people. So I think the town's ambition is to partake in this and at least order one load or one shipment so that we have something to start with, because believe it or not, the state of Wisconsin isn't gonna help lactoflambeau. And I haven't seen really a whole lot come out of Iowa County to help lactoflambeau. So I think it's a proactive thing. Most of this stuff has a tremendous shelf life, correct, Gloria?
Yeah, and just so you know, that the tribe right now probably has an investment of just slightly less than $4,000 on their three shipments.
So you were looking at what, typically at $1,800?
Yeah, their first was $1,800, they went to $1,400, and they went to, their last shipment came in at like $1,600, which was last week.
I myself think it's a very good idea, because if it does, and by looking at it, a lot of this stuff has a long shelf life. Who knows with this? It's not necessarily this. It might be something that comes up this summer. You might have tornadoes go through here. You may have this thing drop its head again. So it might not be a bad idea to have it on hand.
Right, and the thing of it is typically our department receives these 24/7 anyway, and if we're able to look, because of the business that I'm in, I'm able to confirm what they have as far as food stamps or if they're even eligible for certain programs. There is no income eligibility for this. If a person has a need, they have a need. And I'm saying if somebody is self-quarantining themselves or get quarantined medically, we will have drivers to go and drop the food off at the house.
Well, you could even have a family member who gets sick and they still have, and they're the breadwinner of the family, you still have the rest of the family sitting at home.
Exactly.
Question, go ahead. Is there no perishables you furnish to them?
No.
No.
These are all dry goods.
Yeah, like beans and peas and rice.
Beans and peas, rice, soups.
Canned.
maybe powdered milk kind of thing.
Is there a reason you can't give them perishables?
We don't, it wouldn't, it's stockpiling and then they're gonna go back. We have no way of ordering perishables and then knowing how much we're gonna go through.
We're not saying that that service wouldn't be addressed at that time, but this is something that's sort of a safety net, you know what I mean, like the real bottom.
I mean, there's like canned chicken on there, there's tuna, I mean, so there's meals on there.
Yeah, you can make some pretty good stuff out of all this.
Like the olden days.
Yeah, canned chicken. The whole chicken with bones and all.
If you don't have to belong to a specific government program to be eligible for this, how do people find out about it?
We'll do some advertising. Once we pop it open, you know what, I'm gonna tell you what, word of mouth. Because I run the energy assistance program and I have, and I've got to be.
It gets around.
It gets around. If I help one family and if they're non-tribal, they will tell their friends. Or if I've got somebody coming in and I see that they're elderly and they're living by themselves, I will mention it to them. And we can, once it opens, because right now it's, we haven't popped it open because we don't want to open it too early and go through the inventory. We'll put notices at the post office, we'll put notices at the grocery store, the gas, all the public places. And, you know, I've got the referral forms at my office, because I'm not the one filling them. I take the referrals and then I pass them on.
So are we asking, you're asking to buy a, to make a donation or to buy a truck of merchandise?
Basically, that's what both we'd be doing is for the town to donate the money and then it would be purchased.
Through your purchasing?
Through your purchasing, I mean, you have the ability to do that, we're not going to.
They have adequate storage.
Yeah, you know, we're not.
Right now, the product is sitting in our bingo hall.
You know, we're not gonna go purchase it.
Right, they have, we've been purchasing the majority of it through Triggs and then some of it last minute came through here, some of the items that we couldn't get through Triggs, some of the specialty items. And I know we talked about, I don't think it's on there, items even like peanut butter, some people are allergic to peanuts, so we've been purchasing, like our daycare program runs, has a peanut butter that's strictly made from sunflower seeds. So we're looking at other alternatives if they have an allergy.
Is this gonna be advertised as a tribal emergency food program or just an emergency?
It's a community food, it would be advertised as a community food bank.
Oh, community, okay, good.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to feel like they're not qualified for this.
Right.
This is a community effort, this isn't a tribal.
This isn't tribal, although the tribe may have started it, I mean.
This isn't town, it's not tribal, it's the community of Black Lionville.
The tribe has been very generous over the years with their elderly programs and many other things. Let me tell you, if we had to put the bills of everything that they've done for this community over the years, it'd be a pretty tall order, so. I think the least we could do is we're gonna try to find if we can come up with $1,800 from some line item. There's gonna be a lot of things that aren't gonna happen this summer because who knows how it will affect projects or different things that would have went on, whether it's 4th of July fireworks or kids programs. There's a lot of things in the air right now, so I think we just feel confident that this is something that just to satisfy, you know what I mean, that's a certain link that possibly could be used. Hopefully we don't need it. But it's not a tremendous investment. But boy, oh boy, if we get to that point and we have this backup, thing, I would feel a whole lot better about it. I'd feel a lot better as if it just sat in that bingo hall and we never had to use it. But I'm just saying is I think it's a win-win and I surely think that we can invest a small amount of money in this community just as a saving net.
They're working on that.
Hey, the ferns are gonna come up pretty quick.
Nat, the ferns will be coming up pretty soon.
All right, well, I guess then what would the board like to do in terms of?
I'll make the motion for the expenditure of $1,800 and then we will review this later if there's more to be needed at that time.
And I can, if you wanna, say once a month, maybe at the last meeting, if you want to just put it as a standing item that I can update.
That'd be fine.
Do we have to figure out which line item we're going to pull this from right now?
Not at this time.
Okay.
We can always do that.
Yep.
Please.
can do that all year long.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to, and that was...
I didn't get a second.
She did.
Thank you.
And that amount was $1,800?
That's fair.
That's fair.
Motion been made and seconded to, for the donation to the Tribal Emergency Food Bank of $1,800. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number nine, discussion possible action, appoint airport commissioner. Ginger, our airport commissioner, has resigned. We had a copy of the letter from her here at a previous meeting. I'm willing to sit in on that, and in the meantime, I'm gonna look for somebody to, you know, airplane experience.
It's just at this time, I think, of all the stuff right now.
There's...
I don't think we gotta go recruiting right now.
No.
Just fulfill a position that isn't that much movement going on there right now.
There's very little going on now.
Question?
Yes.
In the past, the town has, whenever positions, the committees have opened up, they've advertised for that. I'd rather, I guess, it sit vacant than we advertise it.
Well, where, what happens with the airport commission being that it's owned by all four towns, we're part owner in that. They're making financial decisions monthly with it. If another airport commissioner can't be there, you can't have a commission meeting. And that's why I said that I'd be willing to take over the position of airport commissioner. I'm going to look for somebody to possibly fill it. I would prefer to fill it. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be posted.
I would like to see the board.
Actually, the commissioner is brought to the board. The commissioner for the airport would be brought to the board for their approval. It's not, you know, necessarily, it's just like having election workers.
I understand what you're saying, Matt, but it's still, you know, you started out saying that, you know, that in the future, if you look for somebody to fill, I think that let's set a date and let's...
I don't want to do that, especially with what's going on.
Well, it's going to continue forever.
I understand, but we don't know what day. What we're doing right now is we're just filling the position.
Filling the position.
Mr. Golke right now until this subsides. This isn't going to be a long, drawn-out project. Whether or not we advertise it, I don't have a problem with that.
And to be honest with you, Bill, I do have quite a bit of history experience with the airport. Very few people, if any, in this room may even remember Virginia or Noble Lee.
I remember Noble Lee's daughter, because I helped carry her out of the woods. And that wasn't fun. That's why I quit the fire department.
So I feel that I do have at least the history background and some knowledge of how that airport is run and throughout the years with the contracts with the FBO too.
I appreciate that, Matt. And we're still down the road, and I don't know how we're going to bring it up again.
I'll put it on when I can find somebody who I feel might have the experience to be on it.
I actually didn't know about that until I think the whole community should know about it, that it's available. Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of calls from people already that might be interested.
But right now, we're just looking to fill this position as an interim.
Yep.
And
there's a meeting here in
Mr.
a week
Golke
and a half.
Is able to fulfill that position.
I would still like to see the beginning everything.
Okay, we'll take that in the advisory board.
Well, I think with everything that's going on with this COVID-19, I think that's kind of precedence in the next couple items are going to deal with that.
Exactly.
You know, this is an interim fix right now, because quite honestly, COVID's going to be a while.
Yes.
You're talking, if we don't practice social distancing, they are going to have a second wave, and they're anticipating that this fall.
In August and September.
You know, they're talking 18 months for this to finally hopefully run its course, and...
And we're running into a time period now where we have people traveling back and forth to Chicago, Milwaukee, hotspot areas, coming up here, mingling with people up here that aren't exposed to it, and we're going to get exposed to it, and that's what we're trying to...
We have people they're traveling down and coming back, or they're coming up.
They're here.
They're gonna have to decide they wanna go somewhere else, and then they come back again.
So anyway, number nine is, you know, the possible action on appointing airport commissioner.
So I'll make the motion to appoint Mr.
Yeah, there you go, Chris, you got it right.
It was in my mind, too. As the interim commissioner. It'd just be the commissioner at this point.
Motion been made and seconded to appoint myself as commissioner to the airport. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All abstain?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 10, discussion, possible action, transfer station attendant compensation. I've had a couple of conversations with Pete at the transfer station. He's in very close proximity to an awful lot of people coming in and out. And typically, people who live up here, they may have some type of at-home garbage pickup. When I stopped up to see him, he said his business is up 30%, meaning we have an awful lot of people coming in from out of town. I was wondering what the board's thoughts were, is, I hate to put it this way, but increasing his compensation because of some type of hazard pay. He's wearing masks, he's wearing gloves, he's spraying everything down, the equipment, anything that might be touched. But, I mean, he's got his hands full out there. If anything, I'd like to see his compensation go up to that, at least equal to the, for the time being, go up to that, at least of the road crew. I believe they're at, how much?
$23 something.
$23 something an hour. And Pete is currently at $17?
Yeah, $17.
Do we have a protocol for him, set in place, or is there a procedure?
He's got his own out there where he's keeping people spread apart, spread from him. Money that's exchanging hands is going out the door. He's not meeting with them. He, you know, in the past would help a lot of people with their garbage. He really can't do that now, but just keeping it clean.
Okay, so there's no way he'd have a mechanism to save five people, five cars in? Or to, in the very least, to mark.
Have them stay in their cars until they pull up.
Yep.
And we can possibly put a sign up there, remain in your vehicle until you're up by the contractors.
Yep.
And he very well may do that, because my husband was out there, and he thought he was handling it very well.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, as far as five people aren't getting out of their car and throwing their garbage.
Right, because they pull up side by side, even single line, you know, so they're not pulling outside.
I think he has that under control, I really do. Because he was really, really concerned about it.
And I know Pete looks after them, and I'm sure we're helping with anything if he needs to be able to, you know, confine an area or something.
Yeah, if he needs anything, we'll prove and help him.
So they can only go in.
One way.
One way.
Jim?
What kind of health benefits does he get on this job?
He gets ours.
Yes, he gets ours.
Yeah.
As a part-timer, as a full-timer?
He's a full-timer.
He's considered full-time.
Which is what, over 32 hours?
Yeah.
Now, is that in a permanent wage increase or a temporary?
No, temporary, and I would say, you know, it can be reviewed again by the board once this thing starts to settle down a little bit.
As you mentioned earlier, you know, about 18 months, I heard it's gonna be coming back every year.
Very well could be. But hopefully by that time, you know, we have some type of vaccines or we can treat it.
So this would be classified as a hazardous pay increase?
Correct.
Correct. More or less a hazardous pay increase.
And we could even quit temporary, you know what I'm saying? I'll make the motion for temporary hazard pay compensation.
Motion been made and seconded.
Chris, would you put a time on it, like Matt had said that?
Okay, then we will reevaluate it.
gonna be over?
When, okay, let's do it on a 3-month interval.
So is it a $23? Up to $23, that would get...
Whatever the, it's 23 something.
Whatever the road crew wage is. I don't know it off the top.
No, we got it, we got it.
I think this is gonna be going for quite some time.
So June, 3 months?
Okay, a motion been made and seconded to increase the transfer station attendance compensation for a 3-month period, reevaluate the virus situation at that time. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, postponing the annual meeting due to COVID-19. We got a notice from the, did that come from the Towns Association?
Yes.
That the towns are allowed to postpone the annual meeting, which has a set date of the third Tuesday of April, to another date. It didn't specify, you didn't have to give a date, it was just up to the chairman or the board to set a date for the meeting once we felt that things were safe.
I think it's very impractical, possibly, I think we could hold such a meeting and only have 10 people in this building. This is their time to actually come before this board as an electorate to have a voice.
So I guess what we're looking for is we'll postpone our annual meeting, and then the board at a future date, not knowing exactly when that'll be, can reset that date and time.
Right, correct. I'll make that motion.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to postpone the annual meeting and for the board to set a date and time in the future. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, postpone the annual board review due to COVID-19. Same thing here.
I'll move.
A motion been made and seconded to postpone the annual board review due to COVID-19. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. And lastly, discussion, possible action, purchase of additional prepaid propane. Nancy got a call from Petroleum Heat and Power that they are willing to give us our propane still at that dollar a gallon rate. We purchased
1,000 gallons?
10,000. 10,000 gallons.
Where are we at on that?
We have about 1,000 left.
About 1,000 gallons left, but that's gotta last us till December.
And that's for all three buildings?
Yeah.
That's for here, the fire, and the fire station.
And the other?
So...
The other buildings?
All of our buildings.
All of our buildings, sorry. All, anything that we have propane is...
So my thought was, I think it would be safe for, I think it would be okay, like, to say 5,000 gallons or $5,000. And it should, I would like to think it would take us through the end of the year.
And he was carrying it over if we had leftover.
Right.
Yes, Ralph?
Right now, there's no way for anybody to predict what's gonna happen to propane prices.
Correct.
And right now, there's a worldwide surplus of both crude oil, which is the source of propane, and natural gas, which is the source of propane. And there's this battle going on between Russia and Saudi Arabia. And the U.S. is staying somewhat uninvolved. There's a good chance we will go down to a price for propane that will be dramatically lower than it's been in the past. Now, I paid $79 for my propane last August. Right now, it's at $1.35 on the open market in town here. And there's a good chance that the price will be lower than we've had in the past.
We're locked in at $1.
Yeah, yeah.
It was at $99.9 is what it was, yeah.
So right now, the casino's closed. So this is the gamble that we take. What you could have is you could have Russia and you could have Saudi Arabia come to some agreement. Oil could shoot up from $26 a barrel, as it was spotted this morning, up to $75 a barrel next week, and then we'd be sitting there.
That's true, but the odds are...
Which deck of cards do you want to use?
The odds are that that's not what's going to happen.
So here's my thought, is we need it anyway. 99.9 a gallon is not gouging us. It's actually lower at this point. And I don't think we were elected to gamble with taxpayer dollars, so I would have to say is maybe...
Now, well, what about asking for, you know, you had bids from before, right? What about the other people in town?
We can get bids once, you know, we use this up. We will use this.
Oh, probably.
Probably in the next month. Right now.
Probably in the next month, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, they have 1,000 gallon tanks.
Yeah.
That isn't much.
No. So, I don't know, I think it would be wise to opt for, you know, extending what they're willing to give us and...
Do another 5,000, and then we'll go ahead and see what it is.
Is that who we're contracting with now?
Right.
They still have some, they still have 1,000 gallon.
Right. Yep.
Which is not...
Well, that was about a week and a half ago, I'm not sure what they...
Today they said the president is going to do something that's never been done before. He's going to drive the price of gas up. To bring the market back. If that happens, everything is going to go up with it.
Exactly.
I think that pre-buying like they're doing is a good venture for the town.
Yeah, the store in Thorpe was selling hot dogs for $7.50 and chicken for $42.
And people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
So I guess what would the board like to do?
I'll move to go ahead forward with another 5,000 gallons from Petroleum Heat and Power to get us through right now, and then we can go ahead and reevaluate doing soliciting a bid through the newspaper.
At the end of the year, like we normally do.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to purchase the additional prepaid propane. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carried.
Does he want to be paid for that right away?
I don't think so. We'll check with him.
We usually do.
We usually do.
It's a prepaid, it's not like...
Oh.
Prepaid is called prepaid.
Yeah. What about the special town meeting for May 20th, what are you going to do with that?
Don't know yet. Waiting to see. That, I believe, will probably be postponed also.
For what meeting is that?
The special town meeting for the fire station.
Oh.
All right, we need a motion...
And just one other follow-up on the propane issue. Why do you do your negotiating when the price is at the highest point of the year?
We don't.
Well, you just said you had it in December.
Cheaper.
That's when they give you the pre-buy.
That's when they give you the pre-buy.
Yeah, but the price in general is at the highest level at that point, and it's unknown what the...
The pre-buys come in...
Well, the pre-buys for all of us come in August.
Yeah, and that's when we get our first price on it. By the time we get around to doing it, we're taking that pre-buy in December.
You're receiving it in December, right?
Yeah, for the next year.
Motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded.